by hitting the study material button on the galaxy. Rav?
I don't have much to add. We're advancing. We're advancing through the suffering for the time being, the physical suffering that is happening all over the world. But we see that this suffering is connecting us more and more. The whole world is beginning to digest gradually what is happening to it, that it is under an influence of a single force. And this force is giving everyone, and truly everyone, from the greatest to the smallest, all the nations, from the rich people to the poor people, those who are wise and those who are not so much. It doesn't matter what states we are in and who the people are. Everyone is beginning to feel truly the same pressure, the same blow. In the meantime, it is uniting us and bringing us closer so that we understand each other more and more. Unfortunately, the Creator has no other way to bring us closer unless we come closer by ourselves in the good way. Otherwise, this coming closer is done in a way that's not so good, even in a way that is bad. Coming closer between people is through a common feeling. Either we can have a common inclination between us, one towards the other and towards the Creator, all of us together, or instead of good influences, good bestowal towards each other and towards the Creator, instead, negative influences come from above downward. And this is because we are in our will to receive, they influence in a way that they connect us, but in a bad way. And in this way, there are nevertheless a few good consequences. Nevertheless, we do decline from our pride a little bit. We're no longer so pride and so sure of ourselves, so full of ourselves. The second thing is that we all feel the same pressure from the same upper force, and it is a similar kind of pressure. So each one is now closer to feel the concerns and troubles that others feel. And therefore, what the mind doesn't do, time does. And if it's not in a good way, then it's in a bad way. But whichever way it is, it is connecting us, and we are thus advancing towards uniting ourselves a little bit more. If not, the rejoicing humanity that is marching forward and breaking through the spiritual degrees, then we will do it in a different way until we will start to understand that there is no choice and we have to replace our guidance from the direction of the politicians to the direction of the sages, those who understand the path. This is what I mean. A sage is one who sees what's coming. A sage is one who is connected to another sage, which is the Creator. Those sages are therefore called wise disciples. They learn from the Creator on the condition that they do learn from the Creator how to go forward. They try to get guidance from Him. And this is how we will advance. That is, let us also assist humanity to understand as quickly as possible where we are and what we're advancing through, why nature, the upper force, the Creator has no choice, doesn't matter how you call Him, this force, in how to promote us, if not in a good way, then in a bad way. If not by the way of the light, then through darkness, through suffering. But in between, we do advance. And it is interesting to see that bit by bit, humanity, even though it is hiding its helplessness, and the world managers, quote-unquote, as if they're managing anything. However, they certainly hide their helplessness, their weakness and their lack of understanding, but whichever way it is, they do learn from the blows. And the blows are coming very quickly, just like here in Israel. We canceled the conditions of the first stage that we took upon ourselves. So the second stage comes and it teaches us really well. And this is how it is. We will advance. Of course, it is considered to be on the longer way. And here we see from the streets, what does it mean? A short way and a long way. A good way or a bad way. How much this costs and how much this costs in terms of money, in terms of suffering, in terms of deaths, in all things. And then it indeed... deaths in all things. And then it indeed... we have a nice, good study here in the field. So let's hope that from these kinds of studies we will learn. And if not, then the next blow in the same direction will be a lot harder. So it's better for us to learn this quickly. And let's hope that we have enough forces in the government and enough understanding, enough wisdom in the people to assist the right decisions and to advance in such a way. And as we see, the blows actually come, first of all, to Israel. There is no other country in the world that was so successful with the first wave of the coronavirus. And it is so unsuccessful in terms of the results from it. This is called man's pride shall lower him. That we are thinking that we no longer have it, we are riding everything, or we're on the top, we can do whatever we want. Now we see that it's not going to go according to man's decisions. Rather, if he continues in his correct path, and if he continues on the path that the right way, if he continues and not jumping like a child that now I can do whatever I want, immediately comes a good, harsh, decisive kind of study. You should learn that you are not the one who decides in any form, shape or form. You do not determine what is happening. Rather, you have to obey precisely what nature, God in numerology, it is nature, what they recommend that you do. We will see it in the upcoming days, truly, and in the upcoming year, how this is going over us. And as a result, we will become smarter. We should also try to extract from it morals, lessons for our spiritual path, and also the way we disseminate. With respect to us, Bnei Baruch, I'm saying, if we do not extract from this a good study in terms of our attitude towards humanity, towards the world, towards our for our dissemination, then this wave of this hard study will, God forbid, come upon us, and it will be really, really bad for us. Intending, I have in mind not only the whole of humanity, but rather those who want to reach the Creator. If we do not implement precisely the instructions that are written by Baal HaSulam and Rabash about dissemination, because this blow is a general one for the whole of humanity, if we do not add to it our explanation, our attitude, our concern for the whole of humanity, then we ourselves, of course, will not advance. And also, we will be damaged, harmed. So I'm warning you, all those who want to come closer to the Creator need to take into account this entire circle that we have to fill up. Actually, just like the Creator is bringing the blow to the whole of humanity without any exceptions, even places, corners of the world, somewhere out there, they also feel it. So we have to reach out to each and every place, each and every corner, and explain to them why this is happening, so that in the end, this is demanding a connection between us. To the extent that we will rise to that level of connection, to that extent, we will feel the Creator's attitude to us until we will discover that He is truly among us. Well, with God's help, we will reach that. Now let's go to where are we?
Sí, gracias, maestro. Con relación a lo que usted estaba comentando, bien, quería saber si usted nos puede dar un ejemplo cómo perfeccionarnos en el tema de la difusión.
In relation to what you said,
¿y qué diferencia hay entre ellas dos?
בקשר למה שאמרת, אם אתה יכול להסביר מה הקשר.
About what you said, can you explain the connection between dissemination and spreading the message? It's very similar words, and what is the difference? Listen, we need to reach the final correction, all of us, all created beings, all people, without any exception. Like Bala Sulam writes, that the plan of creation, the purpose of creation, belongs to the red, black, white, yellow, blue, whatever color you think of. Everyone. All of them. That's what he writes. And we need to take care of that. If we like Israel, Yashar Kel, straight to the Creator, we received this inclination to reveal the Creator, to reach the Creator, and feel Him, realize His plan, be His partners. Then we need to make sure all of reality moves closer to the Creator. And we need to take care of that before we take care of ourselves. This is called bestowal, when I care for the others more than I care for me. Just like it is said about giving him a pillow, even if I don't have one, giving him the chair, even if I don't have one. Like Bala Sulam explains to us in the article, the Arvut, mutual guarantee, that I have no choice but to do that, and that will be called that I'm connected to the world and I'm communicating to the world the Creator's method. That first of all, I make sure that they become corrected. And therefore, I received according to my purity, a connection with the Creator, because I'm purer than them. But if I relate to the coarser ones, that's where the plan of creation becomes revealed, becomes realized. And so we have to take care of the whole world. Now, when I say it, and afterwards I see that we are being lazy in that, that we are not sufficiently doing that, it awakens great concern in me, because then troubles will come to us to shake us and awaken us so that we relate correctly to the whole reality. As we said in the beginning of the lesson, the introduction to the lesson, just like what happened to the state of Israel with the first wave of the coronavirus, which was a success, but they had to continue doing, behaving like that, and they didn't. and now they're going to get the double blow. And I don't want that to happen to the Bnei Baruch group, that we've received progress and then we don't continue, and then the whole world kli suffers a blow. Because what we've been privileged to have, to some sense of the process that we're in, if we don't pass it on to the whole world, we're not going to get a sense of progress of the next steps of our spiritual progress, because we receive spiritual progress only in order to pass it on to the world to the extent that the world can bear it, but only according to that. And if it doesn't happen, then we won't have that. And we're going to see in the areas where our friends are successful, for instance, in the, let's say, in the Spanish language, in the Latin world, or in another area, in some country, let's say Czech Republic, or it doesn't matter, but wherever there is success in dissemination, they will have good progress. They will also have a better situation with the coronavirus and other troubles, which could be floods and fires and other plagues that will soon come to the whole of humanity in order to connect them. And we will be to blame that humanity is not connected yet. And then we will suffer. And what we're seeing now in Israel, this blow that is happening now, is because we haven't responded correctly to the first blow. And we're going to see that on ourselves. And this can be all the way to the point that we will scatter and crumble and lose the connection between us and won't be able to continue our studies, and who knows what can happen. And the world will once again go back to what it was. Without the wisdom of Kabbalah, we will once again go into concealment, into exile, and continue the way we were, just like similar things happened in the past. That's why I'm saying, learn what needs to be done, which may not be clear to you yet, but I warn you, dissemination, education as much as possible. And only this way we ourselves can advance to spirituality, only to the extent that we don't block the path to the light, but give it to everyone, pass it on to everyone to the extent that they can absorb it, and then we will receive new portion from.
Good morning. Through connection in the 10, we can completely turn off this effect, or no, we can't, Rav. We can't only through connection in the 10, we can't correct everything. The correction is not by us uniting the 10. The correction is in us going out after our connection in the 10 to the broad world, and there we explain to them what is the reason for this blow of the coronavirus. How can we be saved from it? How can we advance? What exactly should we advance to? If we do not explain that, then nothing will happen. If we just shut ourselves in within the 10, by that we become even more egoists than how it was before we connected in the 10. If the 10 does not extend it onwards, it is a sign that our connection in the 10 is an egoistic one. And then, on the way to correction, the light will come and will scatter us. It will scatter us, because all in all, in our connection, we are creating a place for a greater ego.
Holland.
Yes, Bokutov, friends. In the article we just read, the excerpt, I have a question about the wholeness. This wholeness, is this an intermediary state? Does it mean that we lose at every degree the wholeness? Or is it something that's only for Gemar Tikkun?
We do not lose any wholeness in our connection. We're constantly acquiring the wholeness, however, spiritual wholeness that does not exist in us, rather in the connection outside of us.
Вот вы сказали, что в какой-то отдельной Чехии, например, если товарищи будут успешны в своем распространении, то они будут.
You said that if in Czech Republic friends will be successful in dissemination, they'll advance without suffering.
This is because they have a single language. If in this language, Czechoslovakia, if they will disseminate the wisdom of correction, the wisdom of Kabbalah to Czechia, it will appear to us as a country or some place on the face of the earth that is more corrected, that is going forward without blows.
Состояние, работу товарищей в десятке.
The question is, how can we describe to ourselves effectively a state of the friends in the ten where we actually advance in an ideal way? Every day we have to disseminate something, some volume every day. How can we describe all of that?
We are pushing forward towards the unification of all nations and a single humanity. This blow, in the end, has to unite all the people in the world.
Каждый товарищ в десятке должен каждый день что-то сделать в этом направлении, правильно я понимаю?
Meaning every friend in the ten needs to do every day something on this in this direction.
That's right, but it's preferable not that each one will do something, but rather that you will agree between you and then do it. After your agreement, your summary, each one will do it. But after, between you, you speak about it a little bit.
Rav, ¿qué cualidad tiene que tener nuestra difusión para poder decir que la estamos haciendo bien, de manera correcta?
Rav, what qualities should our dissemination have so that we can say that we do it well, that we do it correctly?
I didn't understand. What qualities?
Yeah, what kind of qualities should be present in our dissemination so that we can say that we disseminate well and correctly?
We only want connection. We have nothing else to correct. Following the sin of the tree of knowledge, when the entire single soul of Adam HaRishon was split into many parts, our goal throughout the whole of history is only to put these parts back together. And if we cannot do that, then blows come, just like the coronavirus, and they help us through troubles, through problems, to unite. And this way is a long way, and there is a short way where we reach connection by ourselves. So let us be smarter and try to reach connection. That's it. There is no more than that. This is what we have to explain to everyone in a brief way, in a short way. Take all kind of pieces of data, all kinds of verses, but ahead of us, ahead of the whole of humanity, there is only one thing. Either you connect or I will connect you through great troubles. This is what the Creator is actually saying. There would be hurricanes like we have now in China and in Japan, floods, there would be wildfires like in Brazil or other places, there would be blows of locusts and all kinds of other blows, and it will all be only in order to shake us really well, so that we will feel that we cannot do anything. And we have to explain to them that through connection we will be able to do it. Through connection we will be able to do it.
Thank you, Rav. Back to our excerpt. It is felt that there is always a contradiction between the goal of creation and the correction of creation. Can you bring order to this?
The blow of correction and the correction of blow of creation and the correction of creation?
No, the goal of creation.
The goal of creation. The goal of creation is unity between us and with the Creator. And the correction of creation is the process that we are going through all kinds of means.
But in the excerpt he says that the purpose of creation is to receive the delight and pleasure. And the correction of creation, he says, is to have equivalence of form, to be bestowing.
So how do you bestow? You bestow by connecting with others, then you bestow to others. And by this, you give contentment to the Creator. You cannot do anything for the Creator himself, only by you being connected. Like children with respect to the mother, if they connect between them and they play nicely, that's the pleasure that the mother gets from them.
Can I also ask, Rav?
Go ahead.
About dissemination, you said very sharply about dissemination. Students are listening. You're sitting from Israel and all over the world. You're talking about, languages like Brazil or China, or a person who lives in Europe doesn't relate to things that are happening like floods somewhere. He's asking, what can I do now if I heard you?
To explain in whatever ways he can, disseminating here or there, that what is required from us through this natural blow called the coronavirus or the other natural disasters is for us to be a little bit more connected with one another. Let's try to do that. Even in thought, because what can a person do? He's sitting at home somewhere. If we will pay attention to it, that all of these blows are coming in order to connect us, let us want to connect between us in some form, to be a little bit closer to one another. And in that, we will see how these blows will suddenly grow weaker and go away from the world.
You gave an example about Israel. You said that on the one hand, we were number one in coping with the virus. On the other hand, finished last in coping with the virus. What did we miss?
We Bnei Baruch, missed big time here in terms of our work in dissemination, and the whole of the people of Israel missed out because they didn't go for a greater connection. Rather, they started to go wild, as if everything is ready, everything is allowed, we don't care about anything, and the upper force is as usual together with us, and we can do whatever we feel like. Now they're going to learn this. We are in the final era. Ahead of us, there is a straight road all the way to Gmar Tikkun, the end of correction. And if we will go forward correctly, we will succeed. And if not, the blows will be very harsh blows. Actually, before the eyes of the entire world, before the eyes of the entire world, we will be the most, like in World War II, in a catastrophe, the catastrophe that occurred in Europe. We will be the most vulnerable part, the worst part, according to our behavior and also according to the blows.
So the friends and the organization who's now hearing you, Bnei Baruch, I mean, what should we focus on?
On the dissemination of the method of connection that has to go over the whole of humanity. Is this clear?
Можно спросить, что такое объединение для внешних людей? Если человек спросит меня, что такое объединение?
What does it mean, connection, for the 99%? If a person is asking what connection is,
they should know that this is part of the plan of the world, that our whole world, the whole of humanity should feel itself as one group. As it is written, to be as one man in one heart. Otherwise, the troubles and problems that will come through the blows, they will put us into such a feeling, but through an external negative influence, whereas we can assist the plan of creation to bring us into one body through internal connection out of the heart's desire. This way or that way, of course, we will reach the state where we will all be connected together. However, this is a long way and this is a short way. This one is through blows and that one is through all the goodness.
Baltia.
Baltia.
От чего зависит... Насколько ученик услышит вас сейчас?
What determines how much a student will hear you now and follow it?
The student will hear me to the extent that through me he wants to connect with the Creator. Then he will want to keep whatever I advise him. Because by this he will connect with me and through me with the Creator, and he has no other way. And what is the place of the group of the ten here? This applies to each and every one, that the group also gives a general integral force, so that through the teacher you can be connected with it.
Правильное распространение част от объединения.
Is the right dissemination? Is this the right dissemination?
Ken.
Rav. Yes. The right dissemination speaks about connection. With some words, with all kinds of examples, we have to explain to people that connection removes from us all of the troubles. All the troubles, all the disasters, all the viruses, only connection. Only connection, but connection in the heart, not connection in the we will see together embracing. Actually, you see that from that we get the opposite phenomenon. If we come closer physically, we pass viruses to each other. let us come closer in the heart while keeping the distance, actually. Look what the virus is teaching us. You need to bring the hearts closer together. Come closer in the hearts and you will see that you are driving away all of the troubles. The viruses, the riots like we have in the US now, and the floods as we have now in China and Japan and all kinds of things. We just need to have an inner connection in the hearts and not physically. Actually, physically, no.
But only engage in explaining to everyone, and not just Europe, but to everyone in the world, what the coronavirus is teaching us. Connection in the heart's physical distance, which actually matches connection between the hearts, and in such a way that we will feel how much we need to be connected. Just understand, the coronavirus directs us to ascend, not to connect on our level, which is physical connection, but rather to rise up a degree and begin to connect emotionally beyond the bodily connection, to be in a connection of desires, connection of intentions. This is what COVID is directing us to. Write it down and think about it. And understand there is a very specific guidance here from above. And that raises us to the...
From a friend about... How do we measure? You said we have to disseminate connection now. How can I see how much connection I disseminated? I can write a song about dissemination. I can give a lecture. How do I know?
Both this and this and this and that, whatever could be helpful for them to see that connection, not physical, but cordial, that a person opens his heart somewhat, that connects us to back to the general system that we emerged from, that we came out of. And by that, we start coming back to that single system.
Of course, all the different forms are good, but let's say that, you know, I have a certain amount of time available and I need to think, where do I invest it? How do I invest?
I don't know. I don't know in what way you need to, and what you need to do. What do you do exactly, and in what form and all that? I have no idea about that. Don't ask me about that. Moscow 7.
Раф, я вот смотрю сейчас, люди, которые добились успеха в материальном жизни, начинают формировать свои сообщества.
I see people who, let's say, reached success in the corporeal world. They start building, well, they turn to people and they say, let us connect, let's build a community, let's support each other. Can we operate in the same form? Or should our message be different, be separate, be distinct, the form of connection that we are transmitting, broadcasting?
I don't know what they're doing, and I don't want to learn from them. I want to learn from what the Kabbalists write to us. Point blank. And don't confuse us with what you're learning from there. And if you go there, then stay there and don't belong to us.
They made it more clear what Vladimir is asking. Vladimir is asking not just about a website that has contents within it that we generate, but what you have been talking about for many years, an educational program where a person has to come and study each and every day. When will we start creating such a program? How do you see the steps towards that?
I don't know. I'm not going to do that. Why am I teaching you for? What? So that you sit comfortably and wait until you get it from me? By that you won't reach your corrections. I'm telling you seriously. If you don't take the work into your hands and do it, I think I'm giving you an example, maybe not the ideal one, but still. Try to do it together with me and continue on that. I don't have any more power to explain this. And also, when I hear the questions coming from the same people, I can't stand that, because the person keeps asking and asking and asking, until when? What's the purpose of these actions? I want to see his participation. I already know who's asking where, but are the people asking, are the disseminators, are they the ones who are making sure the wisdom of Kabbalah goes out? They wanted to bring all the answers out of me, okay, but are you continuing forward? Are you doing it on your own? And if you don't, if I see that you don't, then I don't want to answer you. Just understand, this is not the way to do it. In the wisdom of Kabbalah, a student means one who learns from the teacher and continues his path. And if he doesn't continue and sits down like a student, it's not here. That's not the way, the place for it. One who doesn't engage in dissemination has no chance. No chance to reach the goal. Just know it. I'm saying, seriously, I don't want to scare you away that you leave, but no good result will come out of your actions if you are not participating somewhat in dissemination. You see the state of the world, and it's going to get worse and worse. And if you want to advance, you must connect the whole world to the goal that the world is aimed at.
Volevo chiederti, siccome noi, la nostra natura è ingannevole, qual è il criterio che devo utilizzare per distinguere se qualcosa lo sto facendo per il mio piacere personale camuffato da spirituale o per il piacere del creatore?
Because our nature always deceives us, how can I discern if I'm doing something for myself or for society?
This specifically is where you can be certain that if you do it for the sake of society, it's for the sake of the society. You see it right in front of you. Why were we given this world? So that at least these things we can see, whether we're doing it well or not, with respect to human connection. On a corporeal level, did you make them connect? Did you gather them? Did you arrange education for them? Did you connect to them to bring them to the lesson, and so on and so forth? These are the things you can do. And certainly, that's where you'll see results. And if you don't see results, pray for the Creator to help you, to give them the right desire to hear you, and so forth. You see, all the wisdom of Kabbalah revolves around connection. It's about connection. There's nothing else. Only connection between us, and out of connection between us, cry out to the Creator that we want to bestow to Him out of our connection. And to that extent, He becomes revealed. That's it.
And let's finish that.
Item 59. Hence, when one is granted repentance from fear, meaning a clear attainment of reward and punishment,
that on everything there is either reward or punishment, and it's clear in front of him,
until he is certain that he will not sin, a concealment within concealment is entirely corrected in him. This is because now he evidently sees that there is a guidance of reward and punishment.
And that at least he attains for certain, that we are still not yet certain.
It is clear to him that all the suffering he ever felt was a punishment from his providence for the sins he had committed.
Do you understand what state humanity is in? It doesn't understand this, but it's already in this, in the revelation of the Creator from afar. He's already on the path. He's starting to be revealed more and more through different kinds of sufferings, both through punishment and reward, a little here, a little there. And it depends on us now how we will reveal this. In Israel, we have an example of this. We got a reward by having providence according to our degree, where we entered, we went into quarantine. We got this providence together, that we understand that it comes to us and we have to sit quietly at home, and it was okay as soon as we came out. Not because we have negative connections with the others and we're catching viruses. Viruses are just a means, that we didn't want to continue the providence. So now it turns out that we have to suffer double. Well, we'll talk about this. We'll see this along the way. To the extent we advance 6 months ahead, a year ahead, we'll see. We'll see how we'll learn in all these states. But we'll learn daily how providence works on us, how we need to respond to it. We are entering the revelation of providence in all different manners. That's why we started learning the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot. So we have an illumination from above, and also some kind of words that are clear, understandable some way. Of course, we don't catch this in force, but we're already advancing.
Скажите, пожалуйста, вот это вот внутреннее чувство.
Good morning, Rav. Tell us, please. This internal sensitivity we're talking now is a result of our efforts, or is that a reward that comes from above? And how can we feel it in a more subtle way and aim it?
Only through connection. There are trivial things, but only through connections. You can open your heart, you can soften it, you can take positive responses, negative, and you can start feeling the root. To the feeling of root, we reach only through love of connection between human beings. In our plane, you cannot reach the root. Only if you find here connections with people. So you, from these connections, you'll start attaining your connection with the root. Because the root is equal to everyone. So there is a root here. And from this point, then there are many, many forces that are coming down towards human being. And if you're on the level of this world, if you start forming this connection with them, then from them all being connected, each one to their root of everyone, then you begin to attain the root. from the connections with the others, you begin to attain the mutual root, which is common for everyone. You have the approach for it. You have the key how to attain the root, which is disconnected from you. That is why the Creator, when He wanted the created beings to attain Him, what did He do? He broke the created beings into pieces, and each and every one, by connecting with the others, can attain the mutual root. But if not attaining the root, and they want to connect between them, and then they won't get anything out of that. Eventually, they will break the connection between them, and they won't succeed in a thing. But only because they want to attain the root, and as a result of that, they connect, and then they invest a lot of strength here below in order to connect between them, in order to attain the root. This is called from love of others to love of the Creator. Then, in such a way, they do so. They attain it. Think about it. We can talk about it. It's something that's not simple at all. It's a patent. It's a means from the Creator of how to enable the created being to attain Him, even though He's disconnected from Him.
I have one more question. This internal connection is a result of our efforts? It's a click between us, or it's a reward, a blessing?
For the exertion, that's what we do that for.
A question by a student from the internet. What is the root? What is revealed to a person who attains the root?
The root is the Creator, or Malchut of Ein Sof, you can say, on a systematic level, and there everything is revealed. Everything we attain is from Malchut of Ein Sof. Peter 2. Peter 2.
The example, according to man's feelings is something we say about that the uniqueness one feels is a result of the Creator's uniqueness. Does the Creator have emotions?
No. Emotions or feelings that we ascribe to the Creator is because we do it towards Him. The Creator doesn't have feelings like we have. It can be that term Creator doesn't even exist. It means come and see. It's only towards us that's revealed. And in Him, it cannot take place because our feelings and emotions are built from good and bad, from a deficiency and a filling, from two opposite things, and in the Creator it doesn't exist. That's why the Creator is disappeared from us, because we can't attain anything that doesn't include the two opposites. It we can't grasp it. It's above our perception. Okay? Latin 7.
Thank you, Rav. I was thinking about a subject we're not talking about for many years. Maybe this is the opportunity to start. Oh, shouldn't the whole world please speak Hebrew so that the student will use the teacher's language?
I don't know what to tell you about that. There's advantages here and there. Maybe in the future, when everybody starts studying Kabbalah, but I don't think it's essential. Our world has to start ascending in a feeling, in a perception to the spiritual world. And there's no language. There, it's mutual feelings and sensations, you understand? It's in one heart, in one feeling. That's why there are no words or languages or letters. There are letters, but in a different form than what we draw. Maybe on the way, we will need to still use the Hebrew letters. That might be. But what can you do? Those letters, Yud Kei Vav Kei, you reach some kind of from sacred place for Christians, and you see above the door, it says in Hebrew, Yud Hei Vav Hei, the name of the God, the four measures, the four letters. It's in a lot of places like that, because it's the name of the Creator, the way He is revealed towards the world, through the four letters, the four degrees, 1, 2, 3, 4. But if it'll be revealed in the future, I don't know and I don't care. It's not important for me. The main thing for us is to give Him an opportunity to reveal Himself. And whichever way He does, I think He will be revealed as our fulfillment, understanding in the mind and feeling in the heart without any words. Because the words are very limiting. And also the letters, it's limitations. That's why what we will start attaining is attaining lights. And lights that draw all kinds of black over white and colors and feelings of connection between us and the Creator filling us. It doesn't seem to me that we can explain it in any language. Meaning, here we have a clear message, how to reach the wisdom. You need to do all of the actions to be that the Creator wants you to, so He can open the connection to the spiritual roots, and then you can learn from the books and from the Kabbalists. But before you are rewarded in the Creator liking your deeds and getting a connection to spiritual root from that, all the corporeal branches, all the language, all the wisdom for you will be concealed. That's why do what the Creator is demanding from you, which is connection. That's what Baal HaSulam writes in all the Kabbalah books. If you sacrifice yourself for this, the Creator will give you a connection to Him. And then you will understand what is written in all the books. Clear? I'm happy there are no questions. The ball is in your hands. Yes, Dudi.
How can you be rewarded with the Creator liking you?
Do what you want Him. Do what He wants you to do. Not clear? Whatever He wants you to do, do it. That's it. To tell you what He wants, you know that.
Connection and dissemination.
Correct. When you bring all of humanity, as much as you can, and beyond what you can, to Him,
one more thing. For us, with the Kabbalist, with Rav, do we have a common language to some extent?
Only in the studying language, in an external way. But to give the roots, to give the internality, that's impossible. Because there are no vessels. That's why, first of all, don't come to the teacher and do everything the teacher wants. That too, but first of all, think, how can I give contentment to the Creator? How can I fill the upper's desire? And that's what we're constantly speaking about. And only afterwards, you'll have all the revelations, all the understandings, feelings, everything will be before you.
Взять такую ветвь в нашем мире, как, например, коронавирус, который мы ощущаем, либо наводнение.
If we take this branch in our world called the coronavirus that we feel, or a flood, can we say that the root of such a phenomenon is a lack of connection in humanity?
Yes, for sure that it's that. That according to the information this world has, it's not connected sufficiently to prevent disasters. In the world has to be revealed either good or bad, and that depends on our behavior. If we behave correctly, something good would be revealed. We behave incorrectly, so a flood or corona will be revealed, and so on. Moscow won.
In the first part of the lesson, we're talking now about some quick leap to come outside, or do we continue?
I don't know what you're talking about, your philosophy. We have to go out to the general public, period. That's it. Don't bring your philosophies into... We have to go out as quick as we can to the public. If you know that by this you save them, so you can't sit with your hands crossed. Clear.